Welcome back to more of Go Ask Your Father on Relevant Radio, where we attempt to answer your questions about the church and the faith. Any question is fair game, and you can call in right now at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. You can also email us at father@relevantradio.com. That's father@relevantradio.com. I'm Monsignor Stuart Swetland. I'm the president of Don Lake College in Kansas City, Kansas. And so good to be with you today. Let's go right back to our phone lines to the great state of California, to San Diego. George, how can I help you? George, are you there? Don't seem to have George on line three. So let's try Robin on line four, 950 AM listener out of Illinois. How can I help you?
Hi, Monsignor. I'm calling because I have a question for you regarding the saints. When I came back to the Catholic Church, my mother told me, you know, we don't pray to saints. Well, I've been encouraged to pray to different saints, and I don't say too much because I know that I need some help with my understanding. Could you address this issue, please? It causes me consternation on the inside, honestly, and yet I respect the people who are telling me to pray to this one or that one. And can you talk to me about that, please?
Well, it's about relationship, Robin. Once we are in Christ, not only are we in relationship with Christ, we're in all three persons of the Blessed Trinity because we're sons and daughters in the Son. So we have a Christian relationship with the Father. We have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. We have a relationship with Jesus, who is the second person of the Blessed Trinity, but also has taken on our human nature. So he's like us in all things save sin. But we're also in relationship with all others in Christ. So we have the angels and the saints as our friends, our intercessors, our examples, as companions along the way. The scriptures talks about the cloud of witnesses that these men and women are to us. Mm-hmm. We see in Jesus's own earthly life, even though he's the second person of the Blessed Trinity, and he always is speaking to the Father, he's always under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But we see him also invoking the intercession of the saints as he calls upon and speaks and communes with Elijah and Moses, two Old Testament patriarchs representing the law and the prophets, that he conversed with, and he talked about his coming Passover with them on Mount Tabor. So we see it's part of the Christian tradition. And in the book of Revelation, chapters 5 and 8, in both chapters, it speaks about the angels and saints making intercession for us in the divine liturgy in heaven. So it's a friendship. It's a relationship. Just like I ask people to pray for me, so I'm going to ask you, Robin, to pray for me, and I'll pray for you. This is what Christians should do for one another. It's part of our communion that we have, the communion of saints that we are part of, so we can ask our friends in heaven to pray for us and to intercede for us. And we know they will. But we also, for those special friends we have, like I'm looking right now at a picture of Thomas More, my confirmation saint. And I believe, and I do have a special relationship with Thomas More, and I ask him to pray for me, and I keep that relationship alive. And all of us should have a relationship with Mary and Joseph, and then whatever other saints that are appropriate to our way of life and our personal relationship. So it's a matter of friendship is what I'm saying. It's relational. So that's all prayer is talking to them and asking them to intercede for us with God.
Okay, great. Thank you. That's helpful because I wondered, so when you pray to St. Thomas More, you basically approach him in a relational way, and you ask him to intercede for you in regard to whatever, correct? Is that right?
Correct, yes. Yep. And I took him for particular reasons. As an adult convert, I was received in the church at a chapel at Oxford named after St. Thomas More. He is a fellow alumnus of the same university as I am. And he is his chapel that is the place where I was received. And my sponsor into the faith was a lawyer. And, of course, Thomas More was a lawyer and is the patron saint of lawyers. So for all those reasons, it seemed appropriate for me to start a friendship with Thomas More. And so I've read his writings. I've read about his life. I, have developed over 30 some years now. I've developed this relationship with him. So it's an ongoing friendship. And I like to joke about the saints are friends in high places. And it's good to have friends in high places.
That's good. Thank you, Father. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Robin. Appreciate it.